The snow was blinding and relentless. It battered my face, caught in my throat, and made my lungs ache with every breath. I had given up trying to see where we were going, keeping my chin pressed against my chest so my hood sheltered me as much as possible. My mind welcomed the distraction of the thought-numbing cold, anything that took my focus away from the burning ache in my chest, that emptiness that haunted my belly. I trusted my horse to follow Hyrung and hoped he knew where we were going. We couldn't travel much longer. The temperature was already dropping as dusk seeped through the clouds. I missed Falada. I missed him so deeply. I felt utterly hollow. The horse beneath me was strong enough, but I had never realized how safe the spirit horse had made me feel until he was gone. Despite Jeremiah and Hyrung, my two guards and friends who had followed me after I had been banished from Stone Keep, I felt alone. A hand clamped on my thigh, making me jump. I hadn't even noticed my horse had stopped. I blinked through the snowflakes and made out Jeremiah offering me his hand. My mind was numb. It took me a moment to realize he was trying to help me down from the horse. I took his hand, my fingers rigid in my frost-encased leather gloves, and awkwardly swung my frozen legs to the ground. As they hit the deep snow, I almost fell, my feet nothing but unfeeling blocks of ice.